It is the first Tuesday of the month. That means we get our visit from the United Way of Greater Lorain County. We have with us Executive Director Bill Harper, and also joining us is Nicole Belmore-Pierce, who is with the Horizon Education Center. And we talked with Nicole briefly when we did the kickoff.
You did.
Of the campaign.
Cool.
And there was a lot of excitement going on at Mike Bass there.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you for participating in that. That was a great event, largest ever. Lots of good, positive energy.
Midview Marching Band performing outside.
Yeah, you guys did a great job with all that background noise. Yes. That was probably a challenge for you.
All there was, we were right next to the DJ. And there was a
yeah, he had a booming voice. Who was that masked man?
The DJ I'm talking about, the guy with the records there.
Oh, okay, not the announcer guy.
No, not him. We're not talking about Tim Alcorn, who works with United Way, also here at WEOL, as everyone knows for that. But I'm talking about the disc jockey. The guy was playing the music, and people were coming up to us asking us to play songs. I felt so cool because it's been a long time since we played any kind of music.
Gonna spin
we had a point
ladders.
The guy over there, sitting over there.
Yes.
As well, but a lot of dancing and mascots there. I guess if you invite mascots to an event, the excitement breaks out that you had there as well.
Well, they're warm and fuzzy and they move and stuff like that. And they're, you know, people like to have their picture taken with them. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about this morning as a collaborative. That's what the word that we use with United Way now these days.
We do. Yeah. People working together. Yep.
And this is the one we've heard about, but now we get to get more details about Ready, Set, Go. And that's why Nicole is here to talk about that.
Yeah.
Explain the Ready, Set, Go. Sounds like we're in a race. I got finished.
Well, Ready, Set, Go to Kindergarten is the collaborative. It's been around for a while, and Nicole and her partners have been putting a business plan together to even do more things with Ready, Set, Go to Kindergarten. So we're happy to be a part of that.
And tell me a little bit about what are the things that you put in place for this to get kids prepared for the kindergarten.
So Ready, Set, Go to Kindergarten actually started back in 2011. We did an entire year of needs assessment and really looking at the community and why kids just weren't arriving at kindergarten quite ready to hit the ground running with all of the expected demands kindergarteners have these days, because it's not just stacking blocks and learning letters anymore. I mean, kids are really expected to know all of their letters when they get to school. They're expected to know how to count to 20 already. That's a big demand if you haven't had adequate preparation. So we really focused on the academics and working with early childhood education providers and daycare centers for these first few years. And then when the United Way grant and collaborative opportunity presented itself, we were really looking at how we could expand what we were doing to really meet the needs of the whole child, because academics is really just one small piece of everything that kids need. So we looked at expanding to focus on what we call the four pillars: academics, behavioral health, physical health, and social-emotional development.
Now, when I've heard of something like this, I remember they used to have something called Head Start. Is that a similar kind of a thing? Is it a competing process, or is that sort of the same type of a thing
that
you're talking about?
The collaborative idea is it starts with the idea that if you're looking at the whole system that results in that outcome, which we want, which is that whole child ready to learn, ready to grow, ready to develop the way they should, it takes more than one organization to do that. And the challenge, and what Nicole has really done a great job in leading this collaborative, is to get everybody on the same page, working together, doing what they do well, but also helping everybody else to do what they do better.
How are the children put through this process? Is all these people fussing over them and teaching them skills?
What is Don't give that child to me.
What is their, it's almost, what is their experience? It's like, you know, a factory going from one. What is their experience like, and how is that work?
So for the kids, I don't think that they really even notice that anything special is going on, because the way that we've been providing services is right in the child care centers that they're used to going to. So we really have worked with the teachers and with the staff to make sure that there's things like, you know, enough blocks and enough literacy materials for the kids to utilize during their day. And then coupled that with professional development opportunities. So the staff from the Elyria City School District has held multiple in-services and trainings to say, you know, look, you can use plastic spoons to teach letters, and this is how you can do it. So then the teachers can take that back to their classrooms and really implement it the next day. And I've actually seen that. I've been at a training at night, and I've gone into a classroom in the morning, and the teacher was already pulling out what she'd learned the night before.
So what a lot of you do is the instructors for that are getting better tools.
Absolutely. And
understanding to know how to build this child up so when the child is in the kindergarten, the schools, they've already gotten some of this.
That's just one strategy. You know, not every child is in a high-quality early education environment. Some are at home. Some are in home care providers. Some people, you know, kids just show up.
Yeah,
you know, that first
absolutely.
Day of kindergarten, no one's heard of them or didn't know they were out there. So, you know, outreach is really important. And then I think creating throughout the school district a community that is all working together toward this. And I know, you know, one of the things that they're doing is the Imagination Library, which is really
so exciting.
Great. Yep.
So excited about the Imagination Library.
And where is this?
So the Imagination Library was actually started by Dolly Parton. Her Dollywood Foundation, and it started in Tennessee in her home county. And what it does is it mails a book free of charge every month from the time the child is 0 to 5 years old. Every month they get a book, mail that home to them. They're age appropriate. They, you know, progress in difficulty as they get older. And it's really to build that love of learning for kids, help them build a home library, because we know that when kids have books in their home, they are more prepared for school. And not just kindergarten, long-term success in school. So we're super excited about bringing the Imagination Library to Elyria, because any child at all in Elyria, 0 to 5, can sign up for the Imagination Library.
So that's starting to be active now?
Yes, that is one of the things that we brought in, expanded with the collaborative.
I mean, just imagine the difference between a child that maybe has never opened a book or rarely has opened a book compared to a child who... They've got their own library.
Right,
when
60
they're starting
books.
Kindergarten.
I mean,
well, it begins with just getting something in the mail that may be addressed to them.
Oh, that's exciting!
Or they're thinking,
yeah.
Here's a package. Somebody somewhere has given. You know, we have something special that arrives. Gives them something to look forward to, and also with any child who has, there's sometimes a favorite book that they have. It almost becomes another part
sure.
of them, and it realizes I have something here that's for me.
And encourages parents and other adults to read to the children, too.
I always
really
like the
important.
Early age ones that have the tactile things in the book that are sort of tactile that you can touch and move and things like that.
Nice.
Yep, and they do. Like they start off like that. The first book that everybody gets is The Little Engine That Could. That was a very special book to Dolly. So that's the first book that every child receives. And then from there, they go into the tactile books, and we move into rhyming and differences. And I'm so excited about
the Imagination
Library.
So this is something that the collaborative with United Way and an organization like this allows them to look outside of what they do here to what else is happening at other places and saying, we could take advantage of this if we had some funds or if there's able to.
Right, using those best practices that have proven effective other places and bringing them here to Elyria. Yeah.
Well, that sounds really good.
You've
been doing this for a couple of years now, obviously seeing some positive results. If people want to find out more about this Ready, Set, Go, how do they go about?
Well, they can always go to our website, uwlorainecounty.org, that all of our collaboratives there, as well as opportunities to give and to volunteer. And I wanted to mention, too, that our annual Week of Caring is coming up, September 12th and 19th. So that's an opportunity for people to volunteer. And you can actually sign up through September 4th, which would be this Friday.
And we have a project for that. We're actually going to be setting up an Imagination storybook walk with the book Silly Sally, and our volunteers are going to walk the kids through it and do all of the Silly Sally activities, and then the kids will all receive a copy of Silly Sally, and the child care centers will receive a big book copy of Silly Sally with little cute storytelling figures.
Sounds like fun.
Well, it does. You know, sometimes, there's the caring stuff that always seems like I'm going to pick up a hammer, or I'm going to be sweating, I'm going to be exhausted at the end.
Oh, no.
There's
all kinds of things
that people can do.
All that are, you know, if you go to our website and click on the volunteer tab, all kinds of opportunities for people with all kinds of abilities, physically, mentally, interests, and so forth, all year round, actually. The Week of Caring is just a real concerted effort to get people out to help at one time during one week.
Yes, and sort of like you started with the kickoff for your campaign, when will people be hearing more about that, especially in their workplaces or getting...
Oh, they've been hearing already. We've had actually the opportunities have been posted since about the 1st of August.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's out there.
Sounds great.
But we just want to let people know we still have opportunities.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, we appreciate you coming in, Bill, and bringing with
you
another one of your collaborators.
Yeah, I guess. Nicole's been doing a great job.
Nicole Billmore-Pierce with the Horizon Education Center. Thank you for coming in and all the work that happens with United Way.